From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Down just the 1,200 at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I know it's getting a bit repetitive, isn't it? But volatility is such that every day brings another story. It's getting a little bit tiring, Mike, I do have to admit. But you got to hang in there, don't you? You've got to get up every day and do it.
These are historic days.
Yes, when we spoke yesterday morning, the Dow Jones was around 24,000, and I said it's up 200 in the session, but then it rallied really hard into the close of their trading session. They closed just over 25,000. But today, another day, I was going to say 1,000-point drop, but it's actually 1,200-point drop at the moment, currently sitting at 23,802. So, in fact, last night, all three of the major indices finished almost 5% higher. But throughout time zone yesterday, Mike, we just didn't see the flow through that we would have liked to have seen. And trading in Asia was probably pretty mixed. It did have, I would have thought, a negative bias. And throughout the day, the US futures were weaker. Look, Mike, it's hard. You can't really encapsulate what everyone's thinking. But I do detect a sort of an underlying feeling that why we may, and I emphasize may, have seen this sort of major damage. We're not out the other side yet. We've got this ongoing damage to the airline sector, which we're going to talk about, and that's probably almost guaranteed that will continue. The oil sector, likewise, is under pressure, depending on how long this oil price standoff continues. Plus, you've got to suspect that the large economies like the US, Europe, will see further travel and gathering restrictions. So we're probably, I think people are probably still gun-shy about heading back into the water, so to speak. So, look, I say it again, I have been saying this for a few days. I suspect that we're going to have a period where things get worse before they get better. I was actually chatting to my son over in the US yesterday, Mike. He's at university over there. And he said they're all closing. So we've got to figure out where we send him. So, look, those sorts of restrictions will continue. And remember, the US has this overlay of sort of legal liability, which I think will accentuate some of the institutional reaction until you start to see these cases stabilizing, new cases stabilizing, potentially falling.
Did your son suggest Miami or St. Bart's?
I sort of felt the West Coast was quite good either, but plump for
anyway,
Atlanta.
Look, I've been reading the numbers on the airlines. I mean, geez, if anyone's taking this hard, the numbers are brutal, between the routes that are being cut and the people that aren't in the seats.
Yeah, so it's been a real focus this week, and I saw a comment earlier on this week which I thought was quite good. The GFC essentially, Mike, was an interruption in the flow of money. It was a liquidity crisis. What we have now is an interruption in the flow of people. It's a movement crisis, if you like. People don't want to move. So companies for which their primary role is moving people have got a pretty big challenge in front of them. Start locally, Air New Zealand, share price down 36-37% from the peak. The company's withdrawn their earning guidance, probably traded historically a sort of premium to what we call book value. But in times of these sort of like this, it can move to a pretty significant discount to that book value. So we wait and see what happens there. US Airlines, well, they've been in the headlines. United Airlines are bracing for what the chief executive says revenues could fall up to 70% in April and May. Delta and American Airlines, they've pulled their profit guidances. They're cutting flights domestically, internationally. But look, all three US airlines are looking at sort of deep cuts to spending, hiring. Of course, we're getting this executive go up on salaries as well. The positive side of this, though, Mike, is the airlines have got, they've seen the GFC, they've seen the September 11. Exactly. These events have all given this industry experience in these disruptions. So they're focusing on cash preservation. There's some pretty heavy numbers out there. I mean, you talked about these slot rules yesterday where they have to fill the slots. We're now seeing legislation, we're seeing it in New Zealand, we're seeing it in Europe, where we don't have these ghost flights anymore.
Exactly.
United have seen 100% decline in net bookings to Asia and Europe, and that's a combination of sort of lower bookings and cancellations. So, look, it's going to be very interesting for them. Trump said he'll help them out, but we've seen no specifics on that front.
I've got slot news for you shortly anyway. What are the numbers?
The numbers. Right, sit down, brace yourselves. 23,850 on the Dow Jones. That's down 1,160 points-ish. The S&P 500, 2,748, down 133. And the NASDAQ, 8,006, down 338. All in the sort of 4 to 4.5% down. FTSE 100, 5,876, they were down 84. The Nikkei, 19,416, down 451. The Shanghai Composite, 2,968, down 28. The ASX 200, they lost 3.6% yesterday, closing at 5725, down 214 points. The NZX 50, a star performer really, only down 0.22%, down 24, 10,873. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar at the moment will buy you 0.6299 US, 0.9671 Aussie, 0.5587 Euro, 0.4898 pounds, 66.03 yen. Gold, $1,643. Brent crude, $36.21.
Nice work, mate, as always. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.